say hello to everybody. If you come and connect to South Coast Rachel Wing about Olympic Games 2014. So, if so, you can make your call right now. UA3QGN is here, and in the Russian language too. We are on 2 meter band over here in Russia. По-русски, кто слышит, на двух метрах, пожалуйста, подключайтесь. Мы обсуждаем Олимпийские игры. Можете сказать себе, сказать все, что вы думаете об американском судье вчера, судившем нашу встречу хоккея американцев и наших. Окей, you are free QGN, listening to any calls.
Victor Hotel.
Okay, good. Victor Hotel, thank you very much, and you are welcome to SoCast Red Chewing Olympic Games 2014, Matt.
Well, good morning, Slav, and good morning to everyone on the net. Steve in Lafayette, Louisiana. As you were going through some of the events there, you mentioned that the opening ceremonies had a lot of Russian history in it. And I just wanted to let you know that our television commentators were provided with scripts. I watched most of the opening. And as the opening proceeded, they were able to fill in the necessary information so that people that weren't familiar with the Russian history could have some idea of the various imagery and music that was being presented. So we did get a better understanding of what we saw in the opening ceremonies. That's it from Louisiana today. Back to you, Slav, KF5VH.
Okay, thank you very much, Steve. Now I understand, because I was surprised a bit. Well, I was speculating about how people in the planet will be able to understand, like Uncle Stjopa, for instance, this policeman or militia man, their big boy. We in Russia read the little story about it in our childhood. But how, I thought, how would you understand that, Uncle Stjopa, because you have probably never met him. Okay, that's very interesting. And Steve, probably you watched this ceremony, and I was wondering, what do you think about this one snowflake, which devoted to America, I think, and which didn't open at the beginning? We have a lot of funny stories about that, and including some jokes that it was like a teasing of America. Do you think it was something like that, or what do you think about it? KF5VH, UA3QGN.
Well, Slav, let me tell you that the story here is that whether the snowflake opened or not depended on which TV you were watching. There is a picture of your president in a suite during the opening, and his TV showed that the snowflake opened. So some of the video feeds showed the snowflake not opening, or the ring, I guess, the ring not opening. And apparently they had stock footage, pre-recorded footage, that some video feeds took. So some people saw it open, and some people saw it not open. Considering how many moving parts there were in that opening, I'm amazed that there was only one malfunction. Back to you, Slav, KF5VH.
Okay, Stu, thank you very much. Well, I understand. We actually saw the same. I don't know. I didn't know there are many different views. We saw the same. The one ring, snowflake went, didn't turn into a ring. Then we saw a ring already opened. And then a bit later we saw that the ring is really open, because the other part of the ceremony was in the air. Live in the air, the ring was open there. So, I think they just replaced a little part of that at the beginning. Okay, but what I was asking about, if you have some funny opinion about that, because that ring was devoted to America. And that's why our people are joking that it was Mr. Putin joking about or teasing Mr. Barack Obama like that. It was a joke, nothing more, nothing special. So I was wondering if you have something like that in your country. All right, I understand, Steve. So now let me, I would like to pass microphone to you for possible comment. And then we'll keep on calling again. KF5EH, UA3QGN.
Well, Slav, I've never heard of a ring being dedicated to a country. I mean, the whole thing of the Olympics is that we get rid of the country stuff for a while. So I've never heard anything of any ring standing for any country. Back to you, KF5VH.
Okay, Steve, thank you very much. Well, I've never heard about that myself, but I was told that yellow ring means about Asia, then probably red rings about America and some other countries, well, something like that. But I don't think it is real, certainly. It is just a little glitch, I think it's the right word, and it was over in seconds. And as I told already, the much more important thing is sportsmen which were preparing for Olympic Games for a long time. They hard worked, and now they are there. And by the way, Julia told me that there are many people from our city of Voronezh, where I am located now, many people there, and she saw some people in the Iceberg Palace today or perhaps yesterday with the flag of our city there. So perhaps there are six sportsmen from our city there. And by the way, I would like to mention something about our city too, just a minute. I would like to mention a very interesting thing which I recently met at the Museum of Sport in our city, and there I found that the first gold medal of Russia in the Olympic Games at all was won by our city citizen. I mean, our city is Voronezh city, and it was the very first gold medal, and it was somewhere in Canada, by the way, and it was in ice dancing or figure skating. And that guy has won gold medal, and there is his portrait in our Museum of Sport. So in this, it was 1908, very, very long time ago, more than 100. All right, thank you, Steve, again. Thank you for coming, and best wishes to Louisiana from Voronezh, Russia, which the place is located 700 miles, not very far by our distances in our country, from Olympic Games. K5VH, UA3QGM. Now let me call again CQ. Everybody there, and if Kathy is available, you are welcome too. So in the Russian language. По-русски, если кто слышит, тоже подключитесь, ребята. Кто хочет что-то сказать про Олимпийские игры? Здесь отрище ГЭР. Listening to any calls.
Good afternoon. Good evening, Slav. G4P again.
Oh dear. I got it like G4PG. I wonder if it is Great Britain. And sorry, please repeat your call phonetically. I'm afraid the signal is not very good. Over.
Yeah, okay, Slav, yeah, very good evening to you. Yeah, the call is G4PEK, Golf 4, Papa Echo Kilo. Yeah, I guess the signal wouldn't be very good because I'm just running quite low power, but just thought I'd check in and say good evening to you, Slav. Good to hear you again. But I want to hang around because the signal is poor, so I can find a better spot, Slav. G4PEK, the name is Les, Lima Echo Sierra. Over.
Okay, good, Les. Thank you very much. G4, Papa Echo Kilo, UA3QGM. Thank you very much, Les. Thank you for coming to this net, and this is a special net devoted to Olympic Games in Russia. That's why I am taking part as a net controller. Now, Kathy is probably will be coming. Sorry for my voice. Not so good today with my voice. Okay, Les, I see you are using little less power today. Probably you can say a couple of words about Olympic Games. Are you watching it there from the United Kingdom? Or probably it's not very popular because you have some weather problems. I'm afraid there are some cyclones not far from your country, judging by pictures from the internet. So, Mike, to you, Les, G4PAK, UA3QGM.
Yes, okay, Slav. Yes, it has been a rough time here with the weather over the last 2 or 3 months, but it's quietened down a bit now, and it's hopefully going to be a little bit better for the next few months with a bit more quieter conditions. But I'm not sure about the Olympic Games. I've not seen any of it myself, but I think it's fairly popular. It's on the TV a lot over here, but I've not seen any of it myself personally, Slav, so that's the score. But I'm running just about half a watt here, from a ICOM ICV8, and I think I'm about 5 miles away, 10 miles away, 7 miles probably, from the link that you see on the screen there, Slav. But I won't hold things up, you carry on, because if I move from this spot, I'll lose the signal altogether probably, Slav. But all the best to you, and I hope the best man team wins on the Olympic Games there, Slav. G4PEK.
Okay, Les, thank you very much. G4PEK, UA3QGM. Very good, Les. Your half of what is doing good job at 10 miles, very, very long distance, I think. Thank you very much for coming today, and thank you for good words about, good wishes about Olympics, and I think all sportsmen in Olympic Games deserved these words today. Okay, I see Kathy is there. Probably you are available, Kathy, so I would be pleased to know that. And if you wish, I would be try to calling again, especially our Russian stations, because yesterday they had a lot of opinions about your American referee. And probably they are more quiet today. Anyway, Mike 2, Kilo 6, Sugar Uniform November from Russia, UA3QGM.
Well, this is Kilo 6, Sierra United November Slav, and I don't know how much longer it will last. It's coming and going. Seems to be a lot of internet issues. But I want to make a comment to you and Steve, and that's about the symbols. You know, the Olympic rings, and you are right, the five Olympic rings represent the five major regions of the world, the Africas, the Americas, Asia, Europe, and the Oceania. So that's the reason for the colors, and I just want to let you and Steve know that. But what I would like for you to do, Slav, is for you to run the session, if you have the time and can, and when you're ready to close, because I'm not sure how long it will last for me. But could you tell us about the logo or maybe the mascot? And I don't know if you've talked about that at all. And, you know, the symbol, I think, of your Olympics meant something. And I can't remember exactly what it was. But are you available so you could run as NCS? I'll try to be your backup and jump in whenever I can. And thank you and your family for helping out here. So, Slav, would it be okay for you to do that?
Okay, thank you very much, Kathy. This is UA3QGN. And thank you for the information about... What is the little noise coming? What about the Olympic rings? And what I would like to... About logo... of the Olympic Games. I mean, you mean that logo, well, actually, I'm afraid I didn't pay much attention to that. I I am afraid I cannot say something special. I remember there is something like, not you, but like thou, at the end of this phrase. But I know in the English language you haven't got the word thou, only perhaps when you speak to God. But there is something like, well, I will ask Julie about that. She probably will help me a bit later. And now I would like to say that she asked me to tell American people that they must be proud about American figure skater, which all people in Russia, perhaps most of all people in Russia, like him very much, and a very good skater, and he's doing a very good job there, and very beautiful skating there. That's what my English is allowing me to translate it like this. Okay, what? Just a minute. Okay, Julia told me that she doesn't know his name, but he has a ponytail in his head, like a hairdress, like ponytail, and rather high guy. So probably you know him. So you can be proud about that guy. Okay, about the logo, Julia has gone already. I will ask her later. Now, so let me just call CQ now. This is UA3QGN. Today I'm a deputy net control for reg chewing net, and the net is devoted to Olympic Games in Russia, so it is very good for me to be able to invite people to the net. This is UA3QGN. Anybody from anywhere who would like to say hello and probably say anything about the Olympic Games, you are welcome. Make your call, please. And Russian too. По-русски тоже можете вызывать, ребята. Здесь вот Ришига.
Six Victor, Rita.
Okay, Six Victor, you're welcome.
Thank you very much, Slav. Sorry for the problems. I have done some research, and I rather suspect that a number of our members are having the same problem that we seem to be having. I have a program here that gives me the health and welfare of the Internet, and there are currently six nodes that are having difficulty scattered around the world. Several of them are affecting level 3 communication with delays of up to, and packet loss, it's stated here, of anywhere from 12 to over 14%. So you might have hit it right on the head, Slav, when you said, well, just too much traffic. Everybody's looking at Russia. KY6V back to net. Thank you.
Okay, good, and thank you very much. Well, so I can now, probably you are right, and I can remember an interesting a rhyme or an interesting proverb in the England. I think it's every cloud has a silver lining. So probably this is the nice time for using this proverb. Anyway, well, actually, I was not very good fan like Julia, but I will be watching it more actively after this reg chewing net, because, well, it's, as I told, it seems to be that this Olympic Games movement is uniting us. It's much better than to be separated somehow, and I like watching it because there are so many nice people, nice smiling, shouting, and working, I mean sportsmen. Everything is very interesting, very nice to see. We should do it in that direction. And about the money, I wonder if the money on the Olympics was too much money spent there, or wasted probably, or stolen evenly. But I don't think we should discuss it today. Maybe a bit later when the Olympic Games are over. It will be nice to discuss. And by the way, our people are doing it already. And Anyway, now we should pay much more attention to sportsmen and their work and their events and their prizes and medals and so on. So let us do it in this way. So if there are some people who would like to say something about the Olympic Games and probably games in Russia, probably at all, Olympic Games in the common sense, you are welcome. Say a couple of words. UA3QGN and listening to any calls and inviting anybody to say hello to this rag chewing net.
X-ray pop-up.
Sierra United November.
Okay, very good. Radio Echo Lima, Victor X-ray pop-up. And Sierra United November. Cassie, I am sorry, I can only say ladies first, and you are net control today, so you are, go ahead, please. And Radio Echo Lima and Victor X-ray pop-up, please stand by.
Well, Slav, that is so special of you. Hopefully you're hearing me, and like Gordon says, I'm not sure how long it will last, and that's why it's perfect for you to be running this session. You are, of course, in the country of the Olympics, so I appreciate you helping. Just wanted to mention about the logo. You know, they're very simple in their logo. They have the word Sochi and the year 2014. And it's designed somehow to mirror each other vertically, reflecting the contrast of the Russian landscape. You know, I wanted to tell you about the slogan, and you could say it in Russian, but it's called Hot, Cool, Yours. And it was unveiled in 2012 to mark the 500-day milestone before the opening ceremony. And it represented the passion of the games and the athletes, the climate in Sochi, and just the sense of inclusion and belonging. But I liked that mascot. It was three: polar bear, a snow hare, and a snow leopard. I really enjoyed seeing that mascot in the little emblem I saw. So I thought maybe you could share any of that. So thanks for picking me up first. Thanks for doing the net. And I will be in the background to help however I can. But you're doing a grand job, and thanks once again. Back to you, Slav, from Kilo 6, Sierra United, November.
Okay, Kathy, thank you very much, and I understand my way. It was my fault, actually. It's my English. I don't know the difference between slogan and logo. I'm afraid I misunderstand the difference. So I was talking about a slogan, not about logo. All right, hot, cool, yours. That's all right. In the Russian, it sounds like yours is changing to, how to say, thou, like not you, but not plural, but how to say that? Well, you don't have that word in your language, I'm afraid. Anyway, it's the same meaning, so very hot. It means probably that Sochi is located somewhere, maybe like Florida for us. Very hot place. It's south part of Russia. There is only Turkey on the other side of the Black Sea, a very hot place. And then cool, certainly cool, because it's the Winter Olympic, and we need cool. And I can say a little secret about that, because even the snow, which is used there now in some ski racings and something like that. That snow was from the previous year. They actually put it somewhere in a big refrigerator. I don't know where, but some of the parts of snow, at least, is there from the previous year, 2013. Let me refresh the system. Okay, and now let me go ahead, and there are some stations waiting. Radio Echo Lima, and Victor X Papa, Radio Echo Lima, go ahead, please.
Well, okay, thank you very much, Slav. It's Bob, V-E-3-I-E-L here. And I have to leave. I just wanted to say that any time that Canadians have come back from Russia, they say how great the hospitality was to Canadians. whether it was the 72 hockey games, or the 76 hockey games, or even the reports that are coming back now from Sochi. All the Canadians are saying how hospitable the Russians have been to the Canadians as they have been in Russia. And so I just want to mention that to all the folks that are listening in, that at least as far as Canadians are concerned, the Russian people are very hospitable. But I have to leave now because my good lady and I, we have to go out this afternoon, and I'm still in my pajamas here, so it's time for Bob to get properly dressed and ready to head on out. So thank you, Slav, and everyone else. This is VE3IEL from Peterborough, Ontario, Canada, the Liftlock City. Bye-bye for now.
Okay, Roger, Roberto, Victor, Echo 3, Italy, Echo Lima. I'm sorry, why I put in the radio. Thank you very much, Robert. That sounds very good for my Russian ears. Thank you very much, and I think we in Russia are have a very good relations to all foreigners, and it was probably a tradition, I don't know, but we like foreigners over here. And Canada, certainly Canada is one of them, because we like hockey, and we know that the world was presented, this game was presented to the world by Canada. Sorry, my voice is not very good. All right, thank you. Have a nice day, Robert. Have a nice time. And it's still morning there, I see, and we have evening already here. But never mind, we can communicate. We are on both sides of the day. All right, so have a nice time, and best wishes to your wife, too, from Russia. Let me break with you, and Victor X. Papa is waiting. Hello, and you're welcome to lecturing about Olympic Games. Victor X. Papa.
UA3QGN and 1VXB, Rick and Chillicothe, Ohio, Echo 2102. And I feel kind of bad in a way hearing several times comments about the Russian Olympiads that, for one reason or another, failed to do well. And the comment was, well, you shouldn't have been here. You should let other young people join in the Olympics. And I'm thinking to myself, didn't I hear at one time that during the Summer Olympics of Russian athletes competing in more than one Olympiad over the years? And, I just can't get over how they take somebody who's been in before, bring them back, and knowing that they possibly could have trouble, and yet they criticize them, saying, well, you shouldn't have been here. We want young people. We want new blood in the sport. And, it's just the idea that the courses where they have the Olympics are a lot different every year. They do have problems, and they prove the, no one person can repeat year after year on doing well. And I just feel real bad that if they want the young people in, and then they should let them come in, the young. And, it's just too bad that they treat the older athletes the way they do for the Olympics. I think here in the United States, they recognize the athletes, and they always, treat them well. But other countries, I hear the same thing, that they say, okay, you're great this year, but who knows next year. But that's the way I think the Olympics should be, really much better, treating the athletes as they perform. N1GXB, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Rick. Victor Echo. Oh, sorry. November 1, Victor X-ray Papa, UA3QGM. Thank you, Rick. QSL Echo 2102. And what I can say about that, yes, you are quite right, I think, and well, but it is a complicated story, I think, because there are some people who are taking fourth Olympic Games. These games are fourth for them, but there are some very young, very, very talented persons too. For example, I was surprised there was a 15 years old Julia. Her name is Julia, like my wife's name, and she is just 15 years old. She's already taking part in the Olympic Games. I think she is a figure skating sportsman. So very, very young. Probably we will see her many times in the future Olympic Games. Very interesting. And I quite agree with you about the younger generations, and I think that is the thing we should pay much more attention in our country, because I think we don't do everything in this way. Much more people should be skiing and skaters and other sportsmen, and Russia is a winter country, or how to say it, northern country. We have a lot of snow, usually. Not this year, but we used to have a lot of snow over here. And we have to be the best, probably, because the country is a big one, and the people are, if the people are working hard, they will be. Winter Olympic Games for Russia will be much more popular. It must be much more popular if the global changing of climate will not make some differences. All right, thank you, Rick. Thank you for your comment and for checking in today in the lecturing of Olympic Games in Russia. Now let me refresh the system and make a call. Well, this is UA3QGN. I'm a deputy net control today, and I would like to invite anybody from anywhere, if not to Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia, but to this net devoted to Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia. So if you can make your call, you can do it right now, please. Do it. UA3QGN listening.
Kilowatt 5, Norway, Ontario, K5NO.
Okay, very good. Kilo 5, November, Oscar. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. You're welcome to Reg Chewing that, and please provide us your information or whatever you would like to say about the Olympic Games. Anything funny, anything negative, anything positive, everything, you are welcome to the net.
Well, thank you very much, Slob. UA3QGN, this is K5NO. Good morning to you. Good evening to Slob. It's about 21:25 Slav over there, 2925. The name is Mark, Mexico Alpha Radio Canada. Excuse me, I got a cold. The QTH is Winter Springs, Florida. Winter Springs, Florida, near Orlando. And SCAR's number is E as an Echo 1393. That's $13.93. We have sunny skies and 63 degrees, but is climbing over there too, as well. And it's my birthday today. Wednesday is happy birthday today. And all is well over there with the world as well. Hadn't any Sochi Games associate of 2014. I'd been asleep at the wheel with NBC, but all is well over there as well. So that's it. Back to you, Slob. Take care, and 73s. UA3QGN from K5.
Okay, very good, Mark. K5NO, UA3QGN. Thank you very much for coming today. And your location is very good for... it suits Winter Olympic Games because the name of the city is Winter Springs, Florida. So I was speculating about probably future Olympic Games. Maybe it will take part in the Florida, not far from Orlando. So, if because why, if it is taking part in our southern desert, desert probably, it is resort. It is southern resort of our country. Why, if Olympic Games, Winter Olympic Games is taking part there, why not? Probably in the future it will take in Florida. If you make a big, big refrigerator there and put some snow there from Alaska. Okay, Mark, thank you very much. K5NO, UA3QGN, thank you for coming today. Best wishes from Russia to Florida. And let me call again CQ, invite anybody to Reg chewing about Olympic Games in Russia. So, русские станции, поддержите хоть кто-нибудь, Василий, например. This is Patricia Geno. This is UA3QGN. You are welcome to Reg chewing net.
This is KK4RAL. Listening.
Okay, good. KK4 Radio Alpha Lima. Thank you very much. You are welcome to Reg chewing net about Olympic Games. Please provide us with your information. And what do you think about Olympic Games? Perhaps something negative, perhaps something positive, or perhaps something funny. KK4, Radio Alpha Lima, UA3QGN, as deputy of net control.
Other irons in the fire, but I am enjoying all the events of the Winter Olympics in Sochi. I think all of the athletes deserve a well round of applause. I give them all the joy of just participating. No negative comments at this end. Turn it back to net control. KK4RAL listening.
Okay, very good. KK4 Radio off Lima, UA3QGN. Well, I'm sorry I missed your name, sir. And anyway, I am 100% agree with you. I do the same. I think the same way. All sportsmen, even if they didn't have some medals or places, they deserve our applause, our shooting and screaming like you are the best, because they are all the best, because they are participating in the Olympic Games. To get there, they had to work hard for a long time. Okay, but what if I ask you to repeat your name, please? And if you are not a member, or if you are a member, please tell me your number if you can remember it. South Coast membership number, KK4, Radio Alpha Lima, UA3QGM.
The name here is Harold, that's H-A-R-O-L-D, Hotel Alpha Romeo, Oscar, Lima Delta. Located in on the east coast of Florida. I'm not a member. I was just scanning the channel, the frequencies, and heard you in there talking. I thought I would just get back to you for a moment. So with that, back to net control. This is KK4RAL, East Florida. We're clear.
Okay, very good, Harold. Thank you very much. KK4 Radio Alpha Lima, UA3QGM. And I see you are from eastern part of Florida. Very good. Not very far from us. I mean, eastern part is closer to Russia than the western part. Well, anyway, and By the way, if you would like to join Southcast, this is a radio club of international radio club, which I am a member now, and there are plenty of people, perhaps 10,000 people in the club. So if you would like to join it, you are welcome. It is very easy to do, and perhaps if you'd like, you would be able to receive information or to get information from our site, which is voip.selfcast.com website. Very interesting site, and a lot of people in the club. Okay, have a nice time. Watch the Olympic Games. It is still 2 weeks ahead, so maybe very interesting contests. And if you like hockey game, it was probably very interesting, or the most interesting game yesterday. Everything was till the end of the match was unpredictable. And my congratulations to the American team. They finally won, but the Olympic Games is not over. So perhaps we will meet again. I mean, Russia and the United States team will meet again. Sorry. Okay, now let me say 73 from Russia to Florida, KK4 Radio of Lima, UA3 QGN. Best wishes till the next meeting. Come to this repeater again, and probably you will find a lot of interesting things here. Now let me call again. CQ. Anybody from anywhere who would like to say hello to Olympic Games in Russia? Or to some people who are reg-chewing this right here in this repeater. You are welcome. UE3, Quebec Gulf, November. My name is Slav. I'm from Russia, 700 miles north from the Olympic Games. So this is UE3 QGN listening.
Sierra United, November.
Okay, Sierra United, November. Thank you, Kathy. Sorry for my voice. I'm a bit losing my voice, I'm afraid. But, Mike, back to you.
Well, Slav, I want to thank you once again for taking over in my absence and my problems with my internet. But I do want to say a good morning to Harold. His location is Port St. Lucie, not too far from my location. Harold, if you're still listening, this is Kathy, Kilo 6 Sierra United November, the VOIP net manager, and a person who likes to send out welcome letters to those who have connected. And I don't see an email address on QRZ. So if you're still listening, maybe you can come back and give us an email address. But he is close, Slav, to my location. I just want to make one comment, and then at any point that you want to close the session, Slav, please do. But, you know, I found some information about what they're going to use some of the Olympic area, the venues for, is a Russian Grand Prix. And I think I understood it, the very first race starts after the closing ceremonies, but it runs for, they have a contract run for 6 years. So maybe Mr. Serge, since he now knows how to drive and can drive a vehicle, maybe he'll be invited to be in this Grand Prix. But thank you once again for running the net. But at any point you want to close down, feel free to close, because I don't want you to lose your voice. But maybe make a call out to KK4RAL if he's still listening, and see if he can give an email address to you. Back to you, Slav, from Kilo 6 Sierra United, November.
Okay, Kathy. Well, never mind my voice. It's okay. It's just a temporarily problem. And I cannot see this. Probably he is from the repeater. So KK4 Radio Alpha Lima. Are you still here, Harold? Can you come back over? Well, I'm afraid he is not. But maybe he will come later. A bit later, and now let me say again, I would like to say something unusual probably. I would like to see some probably negative, well, I'm repeating it, do somebody have some negative opinions about something in Olympic Games. When I talked once to one guy from Germany, he told me that when the Olympic objects were built, some people were not receiving money for that. They worked there like builders, workers in building this object, but their salaries was postponed. I wonder if some have something like that, some negative information about that. And maybe some other funny stories. Stories about Olympic Games. I was interesting because tomorrow at work I will be certainly asked about that by my colleagues. I will tell them about meaning, about opinions of Americans, of some other countries' opinions, and I'm sorry. Until now, I heard only a very positive opinion, and that's very nice. So this is UA3QGM. I would like to listen to anybody who would like to join and say something and share the information or share the opinions about the Olympic Games. UA3QGM from Russia. This is, I am the deputy of NAT Control today.
Harold, replying back to you.
Okay, very good, Harold. The point is that Kathy, K6 Sugar Uniform November, she's your neighbor there in Florida, and she would like to invite you to our club. And what if I pass microphone to you, because her voice is much more pleasant perhaps to you than mine. So, Kathy, Harold is back here, and I would like to pass microphone to you.
Oh.
There is not a language barrier at all, because my present supervisor where I work, he too is also Russian. So I respect all languages, and I dearly enjoy the different cultures. Back to you, Kathy. What information would you like to have from me? Over.
Well, good morning, Harold. This is Kathy, Kilo 6 Sierra United November, pretty much a neighbor, a school teacher in the state of Florida. I teach in Fort Pierce. Used to live in Port St. Lucie, but now my location is Vero Beach, Florida. I am the VOIP net manager, and I always like to send out welcome emails to anyone who's connected. And so what I was asking for was your email address, because QRZ does not have one on there. And I would like to send you a welcome email just to tell you about South Cars. And if you choose to join, I'll just ask you simply for a little bit of information. But do you have an email address, Harold? That's what I'm looking for right now.
All right, stand by. My email address is Harold Bar, that's HAROLDBARR, that's one word, 7501 at comcast.net. Over.
All right, Harold, I assume it's probably your full name, Harold Bar, all together, 7501 at comcast.net. If that's correct, just come back and let me know it. So, Roger.
Roger, Roger on that, Kathy. Yeah, that's all. That's it. It's my full name plus along with the 7501 at comcast.net. You've got it all correct.
All right. Thank you so much, Harold. And, you know, we would be very delighted to add you to our roster and have you as a member. Yeah, it's absolutely free, like Slav was telling you. He runs a net that we usually have at noon on Saturday. He's the section manager, and we always enjoy him running the nets. And actually, he's helping me out today because my system is breaking up. The only other information I need from you, I can sign you up, or you can wait for the welcome email, is a month and day of your birth, not the year, just a month and day, and I'll add you to our roster and send you that welcome email. So So, Harold, how say you? Would you like to join at this point? So Slav can actually say he's enrolled a new member this morning. If you'd like to do that, just give me month and day of your birth.
Okay. January, that's January 26th. And the date is way back. But that's what you need. If you need that date also, I'm happy to give it, because I'm proud to have made that golden age.
No, that's okay, Harold. We don't need the year, but, you know, if you'd like to share that, we have a lot of those golden people in our organization. So welcome to South Cars. I'll send you a welcome email, and we hope to see you on our nets as often as possible. Like I said, location is not too far, and we do have a lot of members in Florida here. So welcome to South Cars, and enjoy the nets. I'm going to turn it back to you, Slav. Thanks for running the net as always, and when you're ready to close, just simply close down. I have recorded portions of it, but I'm not sure if it's enough to put on our website, but we'll make a try. Back to you, Slav, and thanks so much.
Okay, thank you very much, Kathy, and thank you, Harold, and my congratulations because of your joining the club. Well, what's the noise from my microphone? Okay, and by the way, Harold, I would like to say that there are many interesting people from different countries using different languages, so you will meet that you... you wanted to succeed there, you will find a lot of different people. It's an international club, actually. Congratulations again. And this is UA3QJ and Kathy. I suggest only one thing. Well, perhaps if we meet next Saturday at the South Coast Saturday Intercontinental Net. And the Olympic Games will still keep on moving, and the week ahead too. So there are 2 weeks actually. So perhaps we will pay much attention to the results of the Olympic Games later, and some interesting events like yesterday hockey match, the USA Russia. And by the way, I have a little question to Americans because of that hockey game. The point is that a lot of our Russian hockey players are working in the United States. Actually, Washington, Pittsburgh, or I can't remember the names, but there are many of them just working there. So I'm not sure that they are 100% Russian. They are probably some Americans too. And well, anyway, they are working hard playing for Russia, and I was wondering how they are playing there when they are in the United States. Like perhaps some people knows like names like Ovechkin, Malkin, and some others Russian players there. Well, it will be interesting to know what do you think about them. So anyway, we are probably one. Nearly 2 hours in the air, and anyway, I would like to call CQ, and if somebody came back with the information or questions or something, you're welcome. Uniform Alpha 3, Quebec Golf November from Russia, in the rag chewing net devoted to Olympic Games 2014. Listening to any calls. Okay, so probably... Probably it's time to pass microphone back to Kathy and for maybe closing the net. And the Olympic Games is still on, and my wife Julia is calling me and asking me to come to the TV and watch it. Help her to scream and saying, like Robert from Canada was saying, go Canada, go, we in Russia do it a bit different. We say, davai, davai, like that. Probably if somebody will be helping our sportsmen too, you can say that too, davai, davai, would be great. They will hear you, I'm sure about that. So Mike, back to Kathy, K6 Sugin from November from Russia, UA3QGN.
All right, Slav, and thanks to you and Julia and Serge for helping out here on our morning, your evening. But go and enjoy your evening. I do want to thank you for, like I said, helping me once again out. Please join us on Saturday for various nets. We have the 8 a.m. connection, the a.m. connection, and then at noon we have the SSIN, and of course we have a global, and we have a rag to again a week from now. So please join us. Check out our website. It is changing all the time. Check out the calendar. Check out the pictures and check out any information on that website. But this has been SouthCars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. The VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on our website. That's www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session, for the most part, was Slav, UA3QGM. I helped out when I can. My name is Kathy, call sign Kilo 6 Sierra United November. We're both saying 73, closing this VOIP session. Thank you, everyone, for your participation this morning. The net is now closed and returned to regular amateur use. Everyone have a great week ahead of you, and see you next Saturday. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, along with UA3QGM, saying bye-bye for now.